How you doing, Walter?
I am doing okay, and you?
Just great.
So you know what we're doing? Yes, I do. We are introducing the second of two videos. Tina did the first, I'm doing the second.
And this is the best of 2021.
Jeff, there is no best of 2021. 21 sucked, and 22 isn't looking much better.
I think everything will be fine.
I don't know.
Okay, but this is our rewind video.
Rewind, yeah.
You know, YouTube didn't have a rewind video this year.
Why?
I don't know.
But we're gonna have one?
Sure, well, they should have one too. Let's just do ours.
Okay, all right,
yeah, but this is part two. There's a lot of you in it.
There should be. Yeah, good, right, yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's watch.
It'll be great.
Told Cuomo once, I told him 1,000 times. Sniff! Don't touch. What? Why are you pointing at me? I didn't do it.
We're on.
I'm on? I'm on what? Oh, I'm on, right. Good afternoon, morning, evening. I don't know. Trump sucks. Vote for me, Joe, your next president.
President Biden, you're already president.
I am. I knew that. Welcome to my news conference. And welcome to our esteemed press corps. They're all here. Wow. What a turnout! Wow, look how giant that text is. Okay, here we go. My fellow Americans, I know many of you have questions regarding our most concerning issues, like, is COVID a thing? Is the job market stable?
Or is it a barn?
Exactly. Also, is Britney still hot or what? Please remember, only one question at a time. Or,
you get confused? Well...
Or you might have a stroke. No! Yes! Wait! That's too many questions!
Wasn't it just one at a time twice?
What?! That's three! Come on, man! This is gonna be more fun than I thought.
Yeah, we should have some popcorn.
Okay, first question.
Hey, don't I know you from somewhere?
Nope, no, you don't.
You look a lot like Donald Trump.
Shut your kofifi!
Whatever, but you should have worn a disguise.
Not a bad idea. Anyone?
Sir, I have a question.
And who are you?
Bubba J from the Trailer Park Tribune and Beer Daily.
I didn't know Beer Daily was a publication.
Oh, it's not, my bad. Beer Daily is my hobby. But my question, Your Majesty, is even though many of us have been getting stimulated by you...
You have? I swear I didn't touch anyone. That was Cuomo.
No, stimulated by you with your stimulus checks. Will you be stimulating us again with more checks? And when I say us, I mean me, Bubba J.
Hey, man, I like smelling a gal's neck, but sometimes life throws you lemons. Next. And who are you? I am Don Lemon. That is how you pronounce it, right? Lemon, limon. Who the hell cares? I don't know. Well, you know what they say, when life throws you lemons, make Don lemonade.
So was that a yes to my check question?
If checks and open borders will make you vote for me, then bring me my pen, motherfucker.
This guy is good. Mr. King of the World, I understand your wife went to the Olympics.
She did? What sport did she play?
I'm next. I have a question.
And you are?
Rachel Maddow, MSNBC.
Oh, wait. Rachel Maddow, MSNBC. Ah, Rachel, good to have you here, man. What's your question?
I heard the great President Grump is being reinstated back into office soon. How are you going to handle your shame after stealing the election?
Look, dude, that Grump has a screw loose. He needs to face facts, and the facts are he lost the election and he was never president. Wait, yes, I was.
I mean, he was, and I didn't. He didn't.
Next question. How about my old friend from the Daily Beer?
Hey, I heard you signed an executive order to wipe out student debt, but you won't sign anything to wipe out my bar tab. Isn't that a little
f***ed up?
You can't say f***.
Well, one time you said pussy.
Yeah, that was great, wasn't it?
I miss Billy Bush. He got hosed.
Excuse me?
Yes, Your Excellency.
Next question. Who are you?
Opinionated celebrity and political expert Joy Behar?
Yes, Miss Behar.
My question is, how do we combat rigged elections and voter fraud like we had last time?
By making sure everyone gets to vote, including those folks who are dead. It's not their fault they're dead, and they should still have a say. And like I always said, even 6 feet underground, their votes will keep me crowned.
Our president can even rap. I love this guy so much.
I see we still have more questions out there. Let's go with someone we haven't heard from. You. Hi, I'm Chris Cuomo. You may have heard of me. Or my brother. Not him. I'm an only child. Always been an only child, yes. Hey, your brother just quit. He used to be like Teflon.
Now he's more like aluminum siding.
That's funny. It's a good one. Okay, who are you again?
Not Chris Cuomo. I meant Geraldo, Fox News.
Good to have you, Geraldo. And by the way, I don't care what team you play on. In Biden's America, you can be whoever you want. I'm the president. But sometimes I'm a little old lady who lived in a shoe, who had so many children, I didn't know what to do. Does that answer your question? I didn't ask one.
I got a question. I think some folks are still confused on when to wear masks. So can you clear that one up for us? Good luck with this.
If you've had the vaccine, then you're protected, but you should still wear a mask indoors.
But I'm protected.
Yes, but you could still get it.
Then why did I get the vaccine?
To protect everyone else.
But I can still spread COVID after having the vaccine?
That's right.
But I can't get sick.
No, you can still catch COVID.
Then why did I get the vaccine?
To reduce the symptoms.
So I won't die?
No comment.
But I thought that's why I got the shot.
Exactly.
So the vaccine isn't working then?
Oh no, it works great. Just be sure to wear a mask or three, because the virus can mutate.
But the vaccine stops the virus from mutating?
Definitely not.
I'm confused.
That's what we're looking for. Kamala, you taking notes? Because that's how it's done.
Oh, can I ask another question?
I think you're a Republican sympathizer, so no. Next! Hey, over here, Sean Hannity, Fox News. And you are getting sleepy. I have a question. What's going on at the border? I haven't a clue.
What do you mean you haven't a clue?
Hold on. Someone is speaking in my ear thingy.
Do not look into his eyes.
Gotcha.
Oh.
You tell them everything is going just great.
Going just great. We replaced the wall with a giant slip and slide so folks can just slide right into our great country, bringing water with them and a little COVID. But don't drink the water. It'll make you sick. Okay, next.
Pick me! I didn't know there were going to be so many reporters here.
Good evening, Walter Cronkite.
Cronkite? Aren't you too old to be working? Seriously? Oh, right. Hey, I guess I didn't think that one through.
Mr. President, just what does Kamala Harris do?
What does she do? A lot.
Such as?
You kidding me? What does she do? Well, she's the first female.
The first female? Wow, that's big.
The first 50-50 raced vice president in our history, so that's what she does. I mean, am I right?
Walter Cronkite. Wow. You know, a lot of folks watching this video won't get that reference.
So what? Vote Grump in 2024. There are some reporters who haven't had a chance. How about you? Greg Gutfeld, The Greg Gutfeld Show. Now that we've pulled out of Afghanistan for good, looks like the Taliban is back in the hood. I'm not a fan of pulling out.
Yikes.
Next.
Hi, I have a question. I'm, Chelsea Handler. Thanks for the wig.
Yes, Miss Handler. What can I do for you?
When you give a speech on your JoePro 2020, is it always the first time you're seeing your speech?
The thing in my ear is screaming no, but yeah, it's always new to me. Heck, most of the time, I'll learn a bunch of stuff I've never heard about when I give a speech. Okay, ooh, okay, the next hottie.
Hi, Laura Ingram from Fox News. My question is, why is the great Ronald Grump always being targeted for witch hunts by the libturds? I mean, Democrats.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Let me sniff your hair, and I'll see what I can do to ease up on him. Really? Okay, you can sniff my hair.
I think this press conference is over.
Hints of oak and kitten blanket. Yeah, you can keep that. Little shoehorn in there. Hey, hang on to this for my nap. Well, good press conference. Thank you all for coming. Let's try to leave in an orderly fashion. God bless the United States of America and Mexico, our new state.
He's not an Autobot. He's a Decepticon.
Oh, that reminds me, we forgot to ask him about rising gas prices.
So sad.
Him?
No, that I'm the smartest one here.
This is awesome. So look, I know a lot of you folks are here on purpose this evening. You knew what the show was. You purchased the tickets. Thanks for coming. So as we're sitting at home going, there's nothing on TV. Let's get drunk, go to that puppet show. So, yes, I make a living talking to myself, which means some forms of mental illness actually pay off. Oh, you're applauding at that. You're a sick crowd. I like it already. Now, before we get to the main event, I want to talk to you a little bit about boys and girls. Now, when my girls were tiny little babies, I had friends and family coming to me saying, okay, you've done a fine job with little babies. We just want to warn you what's coming next. I said, what's that? They go, the terrible twos and horrible threes. I said, really? They go, oh yeah, the toddler years. You're doing a good job, but it's going to get tough. It's not going to be easy. Your life is never going to be the same. Hang on and good luck. And guess what happened? Nothing. Everything was fine. I swear, I have no earthly idea what everybody was talking about. It wasn't until they turned like 12 or 13 that Satan came down, entered their bodies. Nobody warned me about this. I walked in their room one morning, good morning, girls. They'd come home from school, how was your day? Stop talking to me like that! I'm sorry, would you like a carrot? Why are you saying I'm fat? I'll be in the garage with the dogs, they like me more, bye. And this kept up for a few years. Then they started turning 17, 18 years of age. And then apparently Jesus came down, killed the three Satans. And my daughters were back. And that happened like this. I'd be like, good morning, girls. Oh, good morning, Father. May we have money? Satan was cheaper.
Oh, shut the hell up.
How are you, Walter?
Who the hell cares? But wait, I take that back. Everything is awesome. I'm suing someone for sexual harassment.
And who would you sue for sexual harassment?
My wife?
Your wife.
But she's your wife. I know, and I realize I could have avoided all this years ago with one simple word. I do not. You ever think like that?
No, my wife's an angel.
Oh, you're lucky. Mine's still alive.
But again, you two still actually love each other.
Yeah, but they have changed a little bit over the years.
How's that?
I used to say I'd jump in front of the bus to save her life.
Yeah?
Now I think I'd just yell. three, two, one. Look out! And about that timing, too.
And what would she do if the roles were reversed?
Oh, she'd shove my ass right in front of the damn bus. And then she'd have them stop to go back and forth just a few times for good measure.
So what do you think is the biggest problem in your marriage?
Everything is my fault,
but it's not.
Oh, she is very convincing.
Really?
Yeah, last week I found myself apologizing to her after she rear-ended a guy at a stoplight.
How was that your fault?
I have no freaking idea. I was taking a nap at our house.
You know, Walter, I forgot to ask earlier, what sexual harassment are you suing your wife for?
Oh, she didn't like the noise I made during sex.
Okay, that's too much information.
Want to hear the noise she didn't like?
No, we don't.
Walter, get off, I'm tired.
What? You hurt her feelings. She hurt my back.
That's terrible, and it has been for years.
No, I mean, you're terrible.
She said that to me for years, too.
So you're saying the sex is bad?
It didn't used to be.
No,
no, it was great. When we were young, it was like, I mean, it was like, I don't know, it was like jumping in a new car and taking it for a ride. Woohoo! You know, pushing buttons and twisting knobs. You get it? It's an analogy, dumbass.
Yes. We get it.
And that new car smell. Woohoo! Good Lord. Uh-oh, slow down or we'll get to where we're going too fast, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
But now, almost 50 years later, it's like getting in that same damn car and you barely make it down the effing driveway. You get to the point you don't even want to warm her up. Sometimes you gotta choke it. But usually I don't even want to pull her out of the garage.
I don't know what that means.
They do. And she does not like reverse. Yes, these well-disguised jokes are how we keep our show family-friendly.
So how did you meet your wife?
Online.
Oh, on a dating website?
Yeah. Ancestry.com.
How about Jay?
Well, it was better than when I accidentally tried Ancestry.com. I felt bad swiped and left on my own sister. But I actually had to swipe twice to get all of her off the screen.
But Jay,
okay, it was more than twice.
Swiping, 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 swiping.
But my sister's uglier than my wife.
Come on.
Well, she looks like me.
Oh, come on, you think you're ugly?
Well, no. Well, that's good. But if I was a girl, hell yeah. I gotta say, though, there's nothing wrong with being ugly, but my sister has got it down.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, I can't do fractions.
How far apart in age are you and your sister?
We're twins. Oh, identical twins.
Oh, well, wait. You can't be identical if you're a different sex.
A different sex?
Right.
You mean like when my wife wants to use stuff from my toolbox? Oh, come on. You know women had cordless power tools long before men did. And when she says she loves her double Ds,
yeah, she's talking about batteries.
I got it.
Baba J, different sex means you're male and your sister's female.
Oh, right. Wiener and wiener free. Hey, I was thinking about this. Since a guy has a wiener, does that mean that technically he cannot be a vegan? Oh, wait. My prego sister can't be vegan either.
Why not?
Hey, sis, got milk?
So this is the unmarried, not so pretty sister?
Yeah.
Does she have a boyfriend?
No.
How'd she get pregnant?
She's so stupid. When she robbed the bank.
Yeah.
Turns out it was a Stern bank.
Bubba J, how do you rob a sperm bank?
Well, you start by telling everybody to put their hands up. Yeah, that's a thinker right there. I guess so. You can see some folks explaining it to the other ones.
Please help me welcome the personal advisor to Donald Trump, my new friend, Larry. So, Larry, how long have you worked for the president?
About 4 hours.
He hired you 4 hours ago.
Well, he fired me before breakfast, then rehired me after lunch.
Oh,
you heard of Taco Tuesdays? Yeah, Trump has firing Fridays.
And what does Melania say when people get fired?
Take me with you.
Do you think it's true there might be a problem in Trump's marriage?
Oh, no, no. He just went through a stormy patch. Ah, screw you. That's a good joke.
And what is your exact job title again?
Personal advisor to the president.
You advise the president?
Yes.
Really?
I try. I swear to God, I try.
How's that going for you?
Look at me.
You're a little stressed out.
Oh, you think?
It's not lit.
No, but I am.
No.
Wait a second. Do you know who I haven't seen in a while?
Who?
Jose.
That's right.
Jose the jalapeno on a stick. Yep. You going to get them out?
Well, you know, Peanut, in today's politically correct climate, there are a few people who think it's not okay for me to even be talking to Jose. Hang on.
I say we take a vote.
What?
Hell yes. Okay, here we go. Who does not want to see Jose Jalapeno and thinks we should not have him in the show? Okay, then who does want to see Jose Jalapeno out here now? Well, if this was being reported by one of many of the news outlets today, they would say that was really close.
I guess Jose's in. He's actually right here. Check it out. Look. Are you ready?
Si, senor.
Okay, for the folks who might not know, tell them who you are.
My name is Jose.
Jose what?
Jose Jalapeno.
Right.
On a stick.
Jose, you told me earlier today that you wanted to tell us something important.
Si, senor. I hate to have to say this, but I want to leave the show.
Yes! Wait a minute. What do you mean you want to leave the show?
Hold on. I think I know what he means. I think he means...
He wants to leave the show.
Jose would have said that in Spanish, but out of all three of us, only Jose knows that language. I am not kidding. Jose can speak Spanish that Jeff cannot. It's the weirdest f***ing thing.
Language.
Oh, sorry. It's the weirdest el f***ing thing. Oh.
Jose, why do you want to leave the show?
He can't leave the show.
Exactly. We need you.
No, I mean he actually can't leave the show.
Why not?
He doesn't have any legs. All I need is my stick. At least that's what your mother said. You know, you could try and leave, but you'd fall down. Then you'd be Jose Jalapeno on the floor. With your mother.
And then I would probably step on it and break his stick. Then he'd be Jose Jalapeno with a broken stick on the floor. Another mother joke, Jose? No, this time it was your sister. What the hell? I'm gonna kick his ass! I don't have an ass. Look, I'm stick or whatever the hell there is there, Peanut. Come on! But come to think of it, I say he can't get away, but maybe that stick is actually a wooden leg, so then he's Jose Jalapeno on a wooden leg. But no, a leg always has a knee. There's no knee on that stick. That there could be a knee that cut the stick in half and put a hinge on it, but then his name would have to be Jose Jalapeno on two halves of the stick with a hinge. Doesn't exactly roll off your tongue, does it? No, but your sister did.
Jose, why do you want to quit the show?
I've been living a lie. I want to be an astronaut. Peanut? No, no, this is great. Jose, the astronaut. And it would be great if they made a space shuttle with a clutch.
Why?
Jose could be the stick. Greeting, Texas Infernal!
Wait,
before we get started, I have a question.
Yes?
Was it bad that I unplugged my cousin's life support to charge my phone?
Are you kidding?
No, I was at 3%.
What about your cousin?
He's now at 0%.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Ahmed. And how did he end up on life support?
Well, my uncle said, pull my finger, and they both exploded. It's not funny! Don't make me say it! I'm not ready. Hey, you want to know the joke I pull on folks when they're in the hospital?
A joke? What do you do to people in the hospital?
The ringtone on my phone is the same noise as the heart monitor when you die.
What?
Yeah, I stand next to their bed, my phone rings, and all everyone hears is... Then I answer, oh, you just missed him.
That's a little dark. Look who you're talking to.
Oh, wait, when my cousin died, you should have been there.
Why?
You could have made him talk one last time. Oh, wait, that is genius. You should hang around funeral homes and scare the crap out of folks. Or even at the funeral. Dearly beloved, here lies Uncle Charlie.
I'm not dead yet.
Best YouTube video ever.
Are you a good father?
Of course, but sometimes I get very angry with my kids and I tell them I'm going to kill them.
That's not good.
I don't know, coming from me, it's kind of effective.
And what do you say exactly?
Either go do your homework or take my backpack to the market. Your choice.
So, Ahmed, we've been talking a little bit about politics tonight, and you've been in this country for a long time now. Politically, if you were a citizen here, would you go Democratic or Republican?
Oh, yikes. Those are my choices. I'd like to die a valdless.
But seriously, would you ever consider politics? If you could, would you run for office?
No, no. I run from an office after I set the timer. That's my job. Stop laughing! Not yet. And that's another thing that's pissing me off.
What?
My 72 virgins have all now joined the Me Too movement. I can't even call them virgins anymore.
No?
No!
I see.
Now they insist on being called the 72 consenting strong women of character. Bloody f***ing
Almost.
Hey, know what happens now if I take a Viagra?
What?
I get lockjaw. Silence! I kill you! Oh, am I a rock and roll badass or what? Let's do the whole thing together. 3, 2, 1. Silence!
I kill you!
That's fantastic. I just helped 10,000 folks commit a felony. Yay!
Well,
2021 is almost over. Between mask mandates, billionaires in space, and a new U.S. president, it's been a real doozy.
And we are thankful.
Who is? So Jeff is making us say what we are thankful for in 2021. I am... I'm thankful...
Can you come back to me? I need to ponder. Mom, do I have to do this?
Me, I'll go. Okay, as a comedian, I'm thankful for Joe and Kamala. Those are the gifts that keep on giving.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
I would like to thank Kamala Harris for making me not look lazy.
I'm thankful that COVID is finally over with.
It's not really over.
Don't tell me that. I will take you out.
It's not over.
Can we just pretend, please? I am so tired of this.
I am thankful for all the free stuff Joe Biden left behind for me and my associates. Thank you, Joe.
I'm thankful for Joe Biden. He makes Walter look like James Bond.
I'm thankful I don't look anything like Joe Biden.
You still look just like him.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No.
Yes.
No, I do.
Yep. Face it.
Oh, sure. Damn.
Same guy.
I am thankful that Joe Biden is so out of it, he thinks twerking is a dirty tweet.
If you build it, he will come. I'm thankful Jeff doesn't look anything like Kamala Harris, because that way I look less like Joe Biden.
I'm thankful that my contemporary, Hunter Biden, was able to revive our careers in the artistry he and I mastered in kindergarten. See you at the auction, Hunt.
I'm thankful to Hunter Biden for making crack cool again.
I'm thankful that my kids are back in school. I was getting really tired of setting a good example.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt.
I'm thankful that I haven't been canceled yet. It's not for the lack of trying. Ain't that right, Cracker? Cracker! Anyone? I'm calling Jeff a cracker. No one cares, dude.
I'm thankful that in today's world, I now have the power to end Jeff's decades-long career with any simple joke. Two guys walked in a bar. One was white, the other was...
I am thankful that Dave Chappelle defended comedy from cancel culture. Now I just wish he'd top it off by doing it in drag.
Was white-er. I was going to say he was white-er. Calm down.
Critical race theory? Never heard of it. But I have a few race theories about NASCAR sending Kyle Busch to sensitivity training. Too soon? You know, they won't let me say retard.
If you filled in the blank on my last joke, there's a link above to take you to sensitivity training. Ha! Come on, man!
Woo, that was close. I almost said retard.
I'm thankful for being retired from a real job because, you know, as an older, very experienced white man with a perfect work record, I'm completely unemployable. Just like you. I'm thankful to be so old that when I say racist things, I can still be president.
I'm thankful that so many of my associates made it safely to the U.S. through Mexico, and they didn't even need a COVID test.
I am thankful for Squid Games on Netflix. I haven't watched all of them yet, but I hear it's like preschool recess, but with a body count.
You know what? Hang on a second. Thankful for all the Brandons in the world taking one for the team.
Let's go, bro.
Oh.
I'm thankful.
thankful for being back on tour so I can see all our great fans. Okay, not really. I'm just happy to be out of the house. Seriously, just out of the house. I can't take it anymore. The wife and I are together all the time. It's not right.
I'm thankful for all the chicks in my life, except that one guy named Stuart in a van. I swear to God, nothing happened. You're a catfish, Stuart.
My mama said life was like a box of chocolates.
I'm thankful for FedEx, because this Thanksgiving, we ordered our bird from China. Oh! COVID!
I'm thankful that I'm not making millions as a slave in the NFL. Whoa, can I say that? Kaepernick said that, right? In the video, right? Please tell me he said that. This is not how I want to be canceled, cracker!
I'm not thankful. I'm not thankful.
I'm not so thankful that Nancy Pelosi is starting to look like my sister.
Dude, I'm thankful for longer battery life. Are you done yet? It tickles. I hope you're actually Kristen Stewart. Ooh, teeth, teeth, teeth. Wait, come back. No, come back.
I don't know what all the complaining is about. I thought 21 was the bomb.
Get it? Yes? Why is no one laughing?
I kill you.
I'm thankful that Mariah Carey Christmas song isn't stuck in my head yet. And that's mainly because I still haven't gotten rid of Baby Shark Doo Doo Doo.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, honey, is our $900 meal ready yet?
All I want for Christmas is you.
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
Now, who wants a beer? I do.
And most of all, thanks to you, the fans, for sticking around with us and enjoying the laughs. Where the hell did a bat come from? What is this, China?
Happy Thanksgiving. And it is a happy Thanksgiving because everything is great. The economy's great. Prices are great. It's all great. I'm doing really well. It's all really good. It's great. It's fantastic, I swear. Just look around. It's great.
Are we done yet?
Hey, excuse me. Love your car. What do you do for a living?
What? I am an Uber driver. Stop, guy. Come back. Wait. You want to see a really cool car?
Sure. Hey, man, what do you do for a living?
I'm Batman. You want a ride?
Yeah, man.
Come on.
Let's get it.
Off we go.
There's no way you know what all these buttons do.
Oh, everything does. Of course, I know every one of them.
What does this do?
We can have fire coming out the back.
Wait, for real?
You never get a ticket for that. And believe it or not, those are blinkers. I got a horn.
Greetings, Irish Infidel! Please welcome to the stage the biggest infidel ever, Mr. Jeff Bannon!
Are you guys ready for the reason you're here? You ready for the little people in the boxes?
Oh, shut the hell up.
How you doing tonight, Walter?
Who the hell cares?
Lighten up a bit. We're in Dublin.
Oh, yeah, Dublin. Yeah. You were adopted, right?
I actually was adopted.
Good, yeah. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Or is it just something your parents said to make themselves feel better?
No, I was adopted.
Okay. Are your biological parents gonna walk your daughter down the aisle?
Why would they?
Well, they're good at giving kids away. I
That's a good joke.
No, Walter, I'm giving her away.
Yeah, see? It's genetic. So you really are adopted.
Yes, I am.
You ever tried to find the other ones?
You mean my birth parents?
Is that what they're called? Birth parents?
Typically.
Yeah, they're the ones that had you, took one look, and then dunked your ass.
I don't think that's how it went.
Sure it did. They handed you to a nurse and went, run!
I don't think so.
Or maybe they got freaked out when you cried and it sounded like it came from the kid lying next to you. Your wife's younger than you, right?
Audrey is younger than me.
How much younger?
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. How much younger?
18 years.
I actually like you a lot more now, Jeff. So, was it love at first sight?
Pretty much. I honestly wanted to say to her, where you been all my life?
Yeah, and she would have said, well, for the first half, I wasn't even born yet. 18 years. When you were 21, she was 3. You should be a registered sex offender. What was your pickup line when you met her? Hey, kid, want some candy? Seriously, what'd you do on your first date? Well, you take her shopping for school supplies? You help her with her homework?
We have chemistry
class together. Poor Audrey.
Why poor Audrey?
Well, you know, whenever anyone sees a younger woman with an older man, they automatically think she married him for his money.
Well, that is not what happened with us.
No?
No. In fact, when Audrey and I met, she had never heard of me. She had no idea who I was.
Well, of course not. Her parents wouldn't let her watch the Comedy Channel. She was more familiar with Sesame Street. What, you sweep her off her feet by doing Cookie Monster impressions?
Oh, I love Audrey! Do you want to kiss her a cookie? You're 1, 2, 3 times older than your wife.
Brother Ducky, you're the one.
Oh, Jeff, make it talk.
So there's another reason that we're here in Dublin doing this show. I am adopted, as Walter talked about. And recently, I did the DNA thing where you check your background and where you're from. And I found out that I am a huge percentage of Irish descent. So while we're here, we're going to be adopting an Irish baby. Hi, Seamus. Little baby Seamus. So cute. Goo, 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 goo. Kitchy, 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 kitchy.
Touch me like that again and I'll bite your f***ing arm off.
I'm sorry, I thought you were a baby.
I am.
You sound quite a bit older than that.
That's what a few pints a day will do to you.
Pints, you mean beer?
That's right.
What happened to drinking from a bottle?
Oh, now you're talking. I'll take whiskey as well.
No, a baby bottle.
I don't care what it is. If it's 90 proof or better, I'll drink it from a f***ing tin can.
By the way, who taught you to curse?
Peanut.
Babies should not curse.
I know. That guy's an a**hole. That reminds me. I got a joke for you.
All right.
Do you know why chicken breasts don't have nipples?
Why?
Because if you're frozen, they poke a hole in the package. Walter told me that one.
Oh, he did. You do know that we have twin boys at home who are going to be your new brothers.
Oh, sounds lovely. I hate to drink alone.
They don't drink alcohol.
Baby steps. And are you sure they're twins?
Of course.
Maybe you're just seeing double.
that happened to me a lot. The other day, I thought I'd hit another load.
How's that?
Four nipples. And you say your boys are twins.
They are.
You told your wife to make it a double. What are their names?
Jack.
Oh, as in Jack Daniels.
Sure, and James.
Like Jameson whiskey. I love this fucking family.
How you doing, Bubba J?
I'm doing pretty good.
So what do you think so far?
Well, I've been listening, and I think this is one of the best audiences we have ever had. The hell is that?
Oh, it's me. It's your baby picture.
Oh, I thought those photos were supposed to be cute. I look like Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
So you got two toddlers at home and also two kids in college. That's right. I have a blended family.
Oh, that ain't blended. I got a cousin who has a kid that's half human and half donkey. That's blended right there. Yeah, their Christmas card looks like something went horribly wrong at the manger.
The manger?
Well, I think it's the manger, because every time somebody looks at the picture, they go, Jesus Christ.
Anything else going on?
Well, I'm no longer looking for work.
Oh, good. So you found a job.
No, I'm just no longer looking for work.
Is there any kind of job you're interested in?
Well,
what do you like to do?
I like doing this.
You like talking to people?
Uh-huh.
Well, are you up on social issues?
Well, one time I caught something from a girl and it itched, so I had to get a shot.
What? Not a social disease, a social issue.
Oh, I thought those were the same thing. It itched, and that was an issue. Especially socially.
No, issues within the community.
Oh, yeah, she strutted around the whole damn community. In fact, I feel like scratching right now. But my arms ain't long enough.
Look, Bubba J, have you ever gotten a job?
You mean from that girl?
No, a paying job.
Well, I offered her $10.
Look, Bubba J, with your appeal, I think you could reach out to young people.
Well, my uncle tried that, and he got put on a list.
Now, what I'm saying is you should get out and press the flesh.
No, that's what he did.
No. You don't know what press the flesh means?
Well, one time I sat on my own nuts. Is that it? I don't know how I did it. Must have been hot out. They've never done the same, you know. That's when my eye went crooked.
Well, how's everything else going?
Well, I am angry because Facebook won't let me on Facebook.
Because you're a terrorist?
No, because they don't have a face! But now I have a headache.
Are you getting sick?
No, it's just a headache.
You could be getting sick.
It's just a headache! It really could, but read my lips!
I mean...
Shit, read my teeth! Read my damn teeth! It's just a headache!
Have you had enough water?
What?
Well, some people don't realize how important water is. I mean, it's really, really important. And sometimes if you don't drink it, you get dehydrated. You don't know it. You get a headache. It's really good for your skin.
Silence! I kill you!
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Silence, I kill you.
Silence, I kill you.
Silence, I kill you.
Silence, I kill you.
Anything else bothering you?
I don't know. My 72 virgins are driving me crazy.
Why?
Why? Do you know what happens when 72 women all live in the same place together?
We suicide bombers are actually killing ourselves just to get away from the angry virgins.
So this has been a while that you've had them. Is it still 72 virgins? I'm lurking on it. I'm exhausted. I just want to play golf. Oh, you play golf? I wish. I don't have the equipment. No clubs.
No putter. No balls. Not even a bag.
Look, I understand your first wife was with you in the beginning.
And at the end.
So what first attracted you to her?
Her goatee?
She had that much facial hair?
No, she had a little animal that went...
I see.
No, you don't want to see.
How's that?
My first wife was not a pretty woman.
No,
at the mall, Santa Claus looked at her and went, oh, holy shit.
But your first wife...
I didn't really care about her looks because on our first date, I got pretty far with her.
You mean that you like you kissed her?
Oh, a lot more than that.
Really? Yeah.
I got to look at her ankle.
Her ankle. Oh, yeah. Just thinking about it.
Gives me a big...
Nothing.
It's not funny! How you doing, Peanut? Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm fine. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Two infants at your age. How the hell did that happen?
How did it happen? Didn't anyone ever tell you about the birds and the bees?
Yep, the nobody mentioned the birds and the dinosaurs. Hey, I wonder what their first words are going to be.
Mama, dada, more like grandpa.
Don't worry, you'll probably be deaf by then anyway.
Grandpa.
Come on, at your age, playing catch means trying to stop daddy from falling down the stairs.
You got no balance.
Stop it! You know, I got to watch them take their first steps. Yep, and they get to watch you take your last. So with the kids in the house, is the chicken wah wah kind of affected?
A little bit.
Yeah, now it's chicken wah wah wah. You used to have on music like Sade and Luther Vandross. Now you do it to the sounds of the baby monitor. You like candles, but now it's to get rid of the smell of the diapers.
Yeah,
not just the boys. What are your wife's signals now when she's ready for love? Does she coyly like the stit up off her shoulders?
Hey, daddy. I can change your diaper. Want something to drink?
Oh, like you have never thought of that. You gonna be one of those really cautious dads?
What does that mean?
You know, like the kids wearing knee pads and helmets?
Probably.
I mean, you should.
Yeah, you didn't have any of that stuff when you were little.
Nope. Probably affected you.
No.
Jeff. You're talking to me. This isn't real.
I know. It's hard for you to accept, isn't it? You should have worn the fucking helmet.
Greetings! This is Achner Nerdson Blitzer with FNN, coming to you live from our studios. Yes, our beautiful studios in Atlanta. And today I have a one-on-one interview with the greatest U.S. president that the Middle East has ever that the U.S. has ever known, President Joe Biden. And we will be discussing his much-appreciated retreat, withdrawal from Afghanistan. Hello, Mr. President. Nice to have you. And thanks for all the weapons. Time. Thank you for your time.
Hey, has anyone found Kamala yet? The last time I saw her, Bush was still president.
Mr. President, you are live.
Well, of course I'm alive. Folks always say that to me, but it's usually, well, you're alive. just bucking the odds, I guess. And my mind is like an aluminum trap. Steel trap.
Of course it is.
What's this guy's name again?
1 minute.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Don Lemon. Or, wait, are you the Cuomo? Need to get my eyes checked again. No, I am Ahmet Anderson Blitzer, and I need some information. I have some questions for you. Yes, good to see you again, my old friend, Ahmet Anderson. How's your wife? One of the best-smelling women's heads I've ever had a nose full of. Yeah, even with a mask on, it's like roses in a trash can.
What the hell?
Hey, where are you? If I didn't know better, I'd say you were in a military vehicle.
What? Oh, no. It's definitely not a tank. It's an armored news van, yes. But if it hypothetically were an abandoned tank, could someone start it? Hypothetically, of course.
I have no idea. But if I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Kill! I'd have to kill you! It's kill!
What?
Never mind.
Well, let's get on with this. My time's almost up.
You have another interview?
No, I mean my time on Earth.
Oh.
I'm not kidding. The other night I dreamed I was Scrooge. And when I got to the ghost of Christmas yet to come, he was like, no.
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
I don't think anyone likes me anymore either.
Sure they do.
Yeah? Who?
Well, I do. And my buddies in the talent... Dega Knights movie?
What?
Never mind.
Why would anyone like me?
Because you gave us all this cool stuff.
What stuff?
Nothing. No stuff.
What was all that?
Just some stuff that we found on Etsy.
Etsy?
And eBay.
Who's we?
You know, me and the isolated news crew.
Isolated news crew? Why are you isolated?
Because one of us got COVID. I had mild symptoms, just a headache, a cough, and all my organs are gone.
Sorry to hear that.
It's okay. We're getting booster shots.
No, don't get the booster.
Why not? You said to.
I was kidding. And Fauci changed his mind again, I think.
He did?
Wait.
Dr. Fauci, you're now saying that the booster shots are not recommended?
Yes. Well, I mean, no. Yes. Hang on. Could you ask that question again, please?
So, regarding Afghanistan, what do you say to your critics who say you pulled out too quickly?
I say, that's what she said.
Seriously?
She said.
Level with me. What's the truth about Afghanistan?
You want the truth? I'll tell you what happened. I'm tired of these people in my ear telling me what to say. So here's the deal.
Dodo Bird has flown the coop. Dodo Bird has flown the coop. Initiate Operation Electric Fence. Zap him.
Well, the Republicans should have some chocolate chip.
We got him back.
Hey, Ock Anderson, I was thinking about something. You know what my favorite rock album should be?
No.
What? Nirvana. Smells like teen spirit.
I can't smell anything.
Hey, I could do that magic trick to you for real.
What magic trick?
Got your nose. Hey, you couldn't make an album cover like that Nirvana one today. You know, with that little baby's...
Sir, can we talk about the Taliban?
Yes, that little baby's Taliban was showing.
Tallywhacker.
What?
Forget it.
Hey, I bet there's a video on YouTube on how to start that tank.
But it seems like nothing is working.
That's Trump's fault! PTSD. Post-Trump stress disorder.
On that thought, many Americans, like myself, have been very worried that you left some expensive and deadly weapons behind in Afghanistan.
Oh, come on, man. I've been assured that all we left behind were some fax machines and an Atari. I wish we still had Pong.
What about the stuff like, oh, I don't know, Humvees, tanks, anything armored?
For all those vehicles, I made sure that the Taliban would not get a single phone call with an offer to extend the warranty. So the joke's on them. Ha, freaking ha.
No one will get a call to extend their car warranty?
Nope, not a one.
Could you accomplish that for any of us here in the U.S.?
Not a chance in Hades. Those B words are relentless.
Oh, I love this tank. There's so many things in it, so much to do. Look at all the buttons. Oh, look. Missiles. Oh, bigger missiles. And kiss your... Oh, look. I think my packages have arrived. Wow. So, Mr. President, can you drive one of these?
Well, sure I can. I used to drive an 18-wheeler and monster trucks and a dump truck. Then I was in the Navy and drove a tank. But now my family took my car keys.
Oh!
What was that?
Oh, nothing. I'm just in the news van. Sounds like I need to have the muffler looked at.
Try AMCO. I like their ads with the beeps. Always fun to say that. Double A?
MCO!
Isn't that great? It's like we're bonding.
Yes, you're so cluely like a nice guy. Such a nice guy.
Hey, did you get the present I sent you?
Is this for me?
Well, sure, buddy.
This is fantastic.
And I also got you a t-shirt.
I love this. Thank you.
It goes well with the gun I left you.
It's just like the other 8,000 you left here.
Ah, but this one is special.
How is that?
It signifies the beginning of my new program, Get a Shot, Get a Gun.
What? What the hell? Ah! Oh, what the hell?
That's right. So instead of getting shot by a gun, you get a gun with a shot. Genius, right?
I may be on the other side of things, but dude, you are off your rocker. I'm out of here. Thanks for the interview. Say hi to Kamala for me.
Okay, and you're welcome. Glad someone knows I'm doing a great job. What a great fella he is. I'm glad you're still with me. Oh, look. I see Timmy. I see Darren. I see Tammy. Oh, and I see Danielle. Get the vaccine. Taste the rainbow. Zoom, zoom.
I'm Ronald Grump, and I approve this interview.
Hey everybody, Jeff Dunham, and guess what? It's that time of year again where I get to suit up as Santa Claus and see what each of the guys wants for Christmas. Here we go, and by the way, this is one of my very favorite traditions.
Ho, ho, ho!
Shut up!
Ho, 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 Peanut, and what would you like for Christmas?
Really?
Ho, 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 and who are you supposed to be?
I am Dr. Fauci. Proof of vaccination, please?
It's in my other suit. Ho, 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 and who are you?
I am Nancy Pelosi.
Why are you dressed as Nancy Pelosi?
Because that witch gets everything she wants.
Ho, 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 and what would you like for Christmas, Mr. President?
Well, hang on. They're putting my list on the teleprompter.
It's good to see you, Mr. President.
Oh, thanks a lot, Santa. It's nice to be here.
And what would you like for Christmas this year?
You know what? I don't need a darn thing, because Biden is the gift that just keeps on giving. Hello, 24.
Not here yet? Oh, okay. You don't remember anything from your list?
What list? And who the hell are you?
Ahmed.
Nancy!
All right, Nancy. And what do you want for Christmas, Miss Speaker of the House?
I would like my Botox treatments to be covered under the new infrastructure bill.
You don't know who I am?
ZZ Tops?
It's Top.
Oh, I like them both.
Does anybody know where she is at all? Ho, 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 and what would you like for Christmas, Peanut?
I would like for someone to fix the teleprompter because right now it says I should be sitting on your lip.
And why are you wearing a mask?
Diplomatic immunity?
For Christmas, I'd really like a vice president.
But you have one.
Oh no, Santa Claus. I believe in you more than I do her.
Okay. She's here.
Pizza's here.
She's not here. Okay.
Yeah, now it says I'm sitting on your crap. Oh, gross. Guys, I want pronouns to go back to what she's were because me's tired of they's being mad when I'm confused.
There, it's fixed.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it says I'm sitting on your lasagna.
Oh, I love lasagna.
Walter.
What? If they's keep it up, your pronouns are going to be was, were, has been. You know what else?
What?
I like your ho, ho, ho better than her.
How about now?
Yeah, perfect. Now it says I'm sitting on your sausage. Really? Really?
Classic. I don't get it.
Seriously, is there anything you want for Christmas?
I'd like a recount. I want to suck the youth out of AOC. Bring me her blood.
But what do you want for Christmas, Dr. Fauci?
Oh, I want those snack-talking hosts on Fox News to all get VD.
What?
Yeah, and I can make that happen, you know. Sick 'em now!
Ah! Would you at least like a ride in the sleigh?
Yeah, tonight colonoscopy. I would like $3 trillion.
Not sure I can get you that.
Okay, $4 trillion.
Santa can't just hand out money for your infrastructure bill.
$5 trillion? And I won't take no for an answer.
Seriously, Mr. President, is there anything I can get you for Christmas?
I want to tweet. I just want to tweet. Please let me tweet! I would like an emotional support giraffe.
Now you're being stupid.
Oh, really? Look how you're dressed. I want power! More power! I want to bring the U.S. to its knees! Actually, I just want a cabbage patch doll.
Anything else?
A Nancy Pelosi dartboard.
Oh, I know what I want.
What?
More smash and grab lootings.
Why?
Because everybody's wearing their masks.
I would like an emotional support Corvette.
Is there anything you want for Christmas?
Yeah, I'd like some noise-canceling headsets so I can't hear CNN.
I'd like some lotion for my dry skin.
You don't have skin.
Can I blame that on Trump, too?
I want to be Britney's new conservator.
Leave Britney alone!
I could use another pair of aviator sunglasses because I keep breaking these when I fall in the shower.
I would like my seventh booster because the sixth is starting to wear off.
I want that My Pillow guy to be Speaker of the House.
Oh.
And some Giza dream sheets.
I would like more votes.
Okay.
Open the border further.
My biggest Christmas wish would be for inflation to go down. And for something else to go up, if you know what I'm saying. I want the world to know one thing.
What?
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself!
You know what I'd really like?
What?
I'd like the Colno brothers to both be done and out of our lives forever.
Thank you, Santa!
I support our athletes, so I'd love one of those Let's Go Brandon t-shirts. Actually, all I want for Christmas is a hug.
Okay.
And to the president again. Well, wait. To the president first and then a hug.
Okay.
From the porn star. Again. Wait, that did not happen.
Yes, it did. No, it didn't.
I'd like for Jeff to get a different kind of lotion.
No one knows what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, they do.
Maybe she's visiting the border.
Or Europe.
Maybe entertaining kid actors at NASA.
Well, I know who's getting coal in her stocking.
She is planning her own withdrawal.
I'd like to say happy holidays, everyone, and I want to make sure that nobody gets together with anybody. Stay home or else. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all that, you know. Here's to 2022. It's gonna be crap as well. Happy holidays, America. Ah, screw it. Merry Christmas. What am I supposed to do now?
Oh, holiday sentiments. Oh, yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, America.
Thanks for joining us. Yeah, this has been our Best of 21 Rewind. Mm-hmm. Part 2, right? Yeah. And what are we going to do next? I think I'm going to tell them about coming to see us on the road, our live shows. Yeah, go to jeffdunham.com and purchase tickets. Love to see you out there. See you next time, right? Yeah, I don't care.
Silence! I kill you!